one of the important things to keep in mind in terms of the creation of this gender space within movements for Indigenous autonomy is the relationships that Indigenous women have had with non-Indigenous women in other kinds of work. For example, the gender discourse from NGOs has interacted with Indigenous women's own experience in their own communities. Now, by no means mean to say that Indigenous women came to consciousness because of exposure to feminism or something. It's not that simple. Women have a great deal of gender consciousness simply as a result of their own experience. And they've brought that experience into NGOs and put it out in not necessarily feminist terms, but in gendered terms. One of the things that's really interesting about the human rights movement is that a lot of the staff are women who are offering their services to Indigenous communities. There's an interaction that takes place. And I think if you do that kind of work through time, it's an exchange. A lot of people like to imagine that all kinds of activism, whether it's Indigenous rights or human rights or women's rights or disabled rights or labor rights, just spring forth from this pure political context defined by whatever the goals of the movement are. The reality is that in all of the spaces where Indigenous rights movements have taken place, it's been in a larger context. It may be the church, it may be labor, it may be students, it may be Indigenous communities, but often there's a very rich context out of which that discussion comes. It doesn't happen in isolation because Indigenous communities don't exist in isolation now, nor have they ever in Mexican history.